Pitkin County is being asked to help pay for a bridge in Glenwood Springs. The well-worn and narrow Grand Avenue Bridge is 10 years past its life expectancy and is getting close to being unsafe to drive across. But the cost of the project is going up, and now the Colorado Department of Transportation is asking nearby local governments to help cover it. CDOT representatives made a formal plea to Pitkin County commissioners at a meeting in Aspen yesterday. Commissioner George Newman pressed for exactly what's turned out to be more expensive than planned. Dave Eller is regional transportation director for CDOT.
There's a lot of things that have made up why is the budget over. Right-of-way cost, we thought we owned the right-of-way, or Glenwood owned the right-of-way that the existing structure's on, and we don't. That was about a $12 million overage.
Also, a new pedestrian bridge wasn't originally in the plans, but turns out it's essential for logistics with the new regular bridge. So CDOT is about $10 to $15 million short, and they're asking Pitkin County for $500,000. Most commissioners seemed already hip to the arguments for how important the bridge is to the Roaring Fork Valley. Commissioner Rachel Richards urged helping out CDOT before the existing bridge has any major structural problems.
You know, you could have lane restrictions. You could have it taken down to one lane in each direction. I mean, there's a parade of uglies, as they say, by not acting quickly enough.
Commissioner Steve Child said he's heard from several Glenwood Springs residents about whether CDOT should instead focus on a larger attempt to reduce Highway 82 traffic in Glenwood Springs. Project manager Joe Elson explained that larger issue could cost hundreds of millions of dollars and take a lot of buy-in from the community. That was reflected in this quote in a recent Post-Independent newspaper article.
One of the business owners said that discussion's going to make this bridge discussion look like a pillow fight.
All five commissioners approved looking at a way to help pay for the project on the table now, with limits. Again, Commissioner Rachel Richards.
I don't want to have to hit our general fund, and we manage our budgets really tightly, both personnel and everything else. And I'd like to think that if we're able to come up with something, we could do it over several years and make a commitment and find a way to work in some amount of money going forward.
Whether or not Pitkin County can pony up $500,000 is yet to be determined. CDOT made a similar pitch to Glenwood Springs and Garfield County last night, with Garfield County expected to vote on the matter next week. Eagle County is also on the ask list, with nothing confirmed yet.